Welcome back to the show. You know, Mark, we've seen players all over the building, out there on the field, conditioning already this week. The first time a lot of them are getting to know each other. Of course, OTAs are next week. But the big news of this week was the release of the NFL schedule.
And, Patty, the Texans have a slate that I kind of like, okay? I like this preseason opener to have back-to-back at home. And then week three at New Orleans, I'm wondering if they're going to practice against the Saints prior to that game the way they did with the Broncos last year. And you remember the previous regime here. They had a couple of times when they went to New Orleans and practiced for the entire week prior to a preseason game. Then you finish up in Big D. You know, I love going up there, even though it's a preseason game. It's the fourth one. It's fun. Now, the Texans open the regular season at home for the 10th time out of their 14 seasons played. I think it's incredible to have that many home openers of a regular season. It's the Chiefs, followed by Carolina. Same 1-2 punch they began 07 with. They went 2-0 then. And by the way, if they go 2-0 this year, that's the sixth consecutive time they've started 2-0. The other notable thing is Colts Thursday night primetime week 5. Same thing as last year, and you got to go to the Colts late in the season. We'll get to that, but man, this is an interesting slate the way it's all shaking out.
Well, and you look at that Colts game coming back here Thursday night, the return of Andre Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a number of reunions and storylines within the body of the schedule as well.
Well, especially the back half. You know, you have the Patriots coming into NRG Stadium. Bill O'Brien worked there, Romeo Crennel, George Godsey, you have Vince Wilfork against his former team. A lot of familiarity there. And before that, you're going to have the Monday Nighter with the Cincinnati Bengals on the road, returning to the scene where in 2011 the Texans clinched their first ever playoff berth. A lot of little highlights here. By the way, after that Patriot game, the very next week you're at Indianapolis for the sixth consecutive year, you play the back half of that Colts season series up there, a place where you've never won. So that's going to be a tall order.
Well, of course, what stood out to me was Buffalo in December. That sounds very cold.
Yeah,
bring
the parka for that one. You know, cold weather is interesting because you have that Cincinnati Monday night or mid-November. That could be kind of chilly. You got the Buffalo game. It's probably not going to be good in early December. Late in the season, you're outside in Nashville. But you know what? Cold weather, big deal. The Texans historically done very well in poor weather. Last year in Cleveland, you look at the Green Bay game in 08, you look at Chicago in 04, and even in 2012. So I think they'll be all right in the elements.
Well, I know everyone is really riveted to what we think about the schedule, but let's hear what head coach Bill O'Brien has to say.
I know that when you play a Monday night game, you play a Thursday night game, if you play a Sunday night game, those games are very, very special in the fact that you're really the only game on TV that night, and the whole country's watching that game, and I know our guys get really fired up to play those games.
Well, how can you not agree with Bill O'Brien right there? But he also said in that interview on HoustonTexans.com, Kansas City is what it's all about, the opener, because that's the next one that counts, and I think that's kind of a battle cry for a lot of football teams. Your first opponent in the regular season becomes what guys shout about because that's your next game, really.
Yeah, no one's going to look too far ahead. In fact, the players, as we mentioned, are out here conditioning this week. They're not even talking about schedule. They're just talking about being glad to be out here, meet each other, and get this season going.
I thought it was great. It's really nice to get back with the guys. It's a lot of fun to get back out on the field. Really just have that camaraderie again. So it's really nice to be back.
I think last year it was a bit overwhelming for some people, you know, being especially guys that were in one system for our whole career, making that change. You know, we were kind of learning on the go. I think it was the same. It was for everybody, you know, staff and players included. So as the season went on, you know, we kind of got more familiar with the system, got more familiar with each other and kind of how we interact and things like that. So being that we're all familiar with it now, I think it'll definitely help us, especially up front.
They had a good start last year coming off 9-7, and just to be able to come here and, you know, just try to improve my game and continue to get better and try to help this team move forward.
Boy, I like seeing Cecil Shorts talking with the media. You also have Nate Washington coming in as a new wide receiver. And DeAndre Hopkins entering year 3 has to show those leadership skills with no Andre Johnson. That's all going to be an interesting storyline to follow.
But perhaps no bigger face or bigger man than that of Vince Wilfork joining the team this offseason. And we will sit down one-on-one with him when we return. Stay with us.